Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Coalition forces say they've already imagined and planned for most of the possible outcomes in Libya, and they did it before they started bombing, at least according to the UK's Foreign Secretary, William Hague.
None of these options are pain-free or simple, but we have to do the contingency planning. The United States is doing that with us. We're trying to see around the corner, as the Prime Minister has put it, and prepare for what may happen next.
William Hague speaking to the BBC there. It wasn't a politician, but a poet that told us what happens to the best-laid plans of rodents and humans alike.
If diplomacy was plan A, that makes the no-fly zone plan B. How many best-laid plans do the Allies need to end the conflict in Libya? They might all go awry. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Thursday, March 24th, talking about contingencies, plans B, C, D, and possibly E.
Well, we may be moving on to a new plan in the morning's top news. Plan C in Libya. Now that a no-fly zone is in place, Rear Admiral Gerard Huber lays out the new Allied targets this morning.
Our targeting priorities are mechanized forces, artillery, those mobile surface-to-air missile sites, interdicting their lines of communications which supply their beams and their bullets.
Beans and bullets being taken out by the Allies. We go to live to Benghazi now in eastern Libya. The New York Times' Karim Fahim joins us. Karim, first of all, is there a sign that the coalition forces are getting at the beans and bullets, to use the Pentagon's term, of the Gaddafi forces?
I'm sorry. Can you mind saying that one more time? I didn't catch all of that.
Just give us the sense of how things are transpiring in Benghazi. Is the coalition attack from the air making things easier?
I think in general the rebels think that the airstrikes have helped. Certainly, they relieved the siege of Benghazi, but at this point they're still trying to break through in the city to the south of Benghazi, Ajdabiya, and they are waiting for the airstrikes to dislodge some of Colonel Gaddafi's heavy artillery, his tanks that are positioned in that city, and the rebels haven't been able to break through yet.
Are the rebels moving toward Tripoli or maintaining their and consolidating their gains around Benghazi?
You know, yeah, they're certainly nowhere near moving on Tripoli. I mean, they're still largely stuck in the eastern half of the country. I suppose they have consolidated their gains in Benghazi, but I mean their sort of defense of this city and their military presence in general is very, very tenuous and completely reliant on the airstrikes for support at this point.
Sounding very much like he's in an encircled city. That's the New York Times' Karim Fahim, who joined us live from rebel-held Benghazi in Libya.
And there's been another crackdown in Syria. Syrian security forces killed at least 25 protesters in the city of Daraa. They're marching against an earlier crackdown that had taken place at a mosque there. And this morning, Japanese officials found traces of radiation in the tap water in the heavily populated Chiba state near Tokyo. Meanwhile, at the Fukushima nuclear plant, steam-like smoke is rising from all four troubled reactors this morning. And a milestone, census numbers show there are now more than 50 million Latinos in the U.S. That's roughly one in six Americans. Latinos accounted for more than half of the U.S. population increase over the last decade.
Looking at the markets, Asian markets mixed, European indices up, futures are up for Wall Street significantly. The Dow gets underway at 12,086, the S&P opens at 1,297, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,698. This morning, we're going to learn about a tense situation in the city of Miami. Over a seven-month period, Miami police shot and killed seven men, several of whom were unarmed. They'll get their day in front of the city council today. We'll talk with one of the family members of a victim and the chief of police in Miami. But first, gaming out scenarios in Libya.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.